A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 24th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Ntlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the continuing escalating cost of the staple maize meal despite the government subsidizing the commodity.
And to join this discussion right now, please call us at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz, a short wave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us if you want to read up on English at www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
Thanks once more for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the high cost of maize meal, which is very scarce and expensive despite government subsidies.
And Zimbabwe has had a series of droughts for the past 3 years.
This natural phenomenon has been further compounded by the reduction of production in farms that were expropriated from white farmers.
And the shortage of maize meal have, however, frustrated some who say the availability of the commodity on the black market at very high prices shows that the government officials are involved in these shortages, allegedly.
To that end, the government has established a task force to ensure transparent and equitable distribution of the product.
But consumers are skeptical of the success of the task force because of previous efforts to alleviate the situation that have come to naught.
Please note that we are streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll definitely call you back. That number again, +1-202-619-2077. Yes, siyahlangana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa nendaba yempuphu. Yes, siyazi ukubana impuphu yiyo edliwa phose nsuku zonke zimuli eziningi eZimbabwe, kodwa kukhanya impuphu ayitholakali lula. Lapho itholakala khona iyadula kakhulu. Sizwe kuthiwa sokule task force efakwe nguhulumende ukuthi ikhangele, ihlole ukuthi kanti kuyini okubangela ukuthi impuphu ungayitholi ezitolo kodwa ungaphandle kwezitolo, abakuthi lokhu i-black market, umkambo omnyama wensitha. Uyathola igcwele impuphu kodwa intengo yakhona ayibambeki. Yiko ke sifuna ukuthi sixoxe ngakho ukuthi lina likubona njani khona lokhu, lalapho likhona ukuthi lithenga njani, lithenga ngemalini, njalo kuyini okwenzakalayo. Abantu siyazi ukubana sebelamba kakhulu kodwa hayi, asixoxeni lisitshele.
Aiwa kuneyao vachango vakupinda mchirongwa chedu nasi tukutarisa isu dambudziko rekushaikwa kwehupfu. Tinoona munguva yapfuura vazhinji vanga vari kuti iwo hupfu wanga uriko asi wanga wakudhura. Asi pari zvino vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti hausi kutombowanikwa zvachose muzvitoro asi uri kuwanikwa pamusika mutema kana kuti black market. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti hurumende yazivisa iyo kuti ichange yakaumba iyo boka kana kuti gungano riri kunzi task force richatarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yekushaikwa kwehupfu uku. Asi pane musangano wakaitwa kubulawayo nemusi wechipiri uyezve pakawanikwa ipo pachitaurwa panyaya iyoyi yekushayikwa kwehupfu. Regai tinzwe zvakataurwa pamusangano
wacho. Ngatingoitai kuti hupfunge uripo iwe neni, basa redu tiwane hupfu uripo kuti huchange huchitengeswa zvakadii, izvozvo zvinozvigadzirisa zvega. Kana isusu tatisusu mamarket forces, demand and supply ndo zvichange zvichitara mitengo yezviro, ngatingoendai naizvozvo tichiona kuti hupfu wacho hwawanikwa here. chiripo ndicho kuti upfu uwanikwe muzvitoro ende uwanikwe nemutengo wakanaka.
Ndine mufaro mukuru kuti titaure kuti tine chibage chekutanga kupinda svondo runouya zvichienda mberi. Taita urongwa kuti chikutanga chinobva kuSouth Africa kwapera mwedzi mitatu tinenge tane chimwe chichabva kunyika dzakaita seBrazil neVenezuela, South America chinenge chichiuya Beira chopinda nemamtara chichuya kuno chimwe chichasvika Maputo topinda chikwala kwala chichupinda muburwayo. Dambudziko reside marketing runowanika kune vedu mamilas kuma retailers zvakare futi nevamwe vatengi vanongoya vatuta basa rokuuya vachimirira mutsara. Saka idambudziko riripo asi nodaira kuti dambudziko kuti riperere tudata urongo kuti tiwanze upfu zvese izvozvo zvinopera.
Corruption iri kuitika iye zvino nekuti tiri kuona kuti upfu huri kuuya asi kuti vanhu vese vakwana. Vari kutadza kuchiwana nekuda kwekuti chimwe chacho chinobva chavigwa kana chavigwa paya chozobuda chaakutengeswa neblack market. But zvatawana mukatumu ndezvekuti chivage chichawanda kuita kuti corruption iripo isazowanika futi kuti chibage chizare vanhu vese vakwane kudya pasina kuzotengesa neprize isina kunaka.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa zvakabuda kumusangano wakaitwa iwo kuburawayo uko kwaive neGrain Millers Association nemamwe masangano. Tikanzwa zvakare kune mumwe mudzimai anga ari kutaurawo iye achiti nyaya yehuori ndoi inenge iri kukonzera kuti nyaya iyi yehupfu iwanikwe iyo ichitadza kunge ichikwanira munhu wese nekuti vari kuti hupfu wacho unenge uriko asi unozoona wakutengeswa pamutsika mutema. Kumasvingo zvakare takaona mutori wedu wenhau achitorawo vhidhiyo mune chimwe chitoro pane vamwe baba wangu achitaurawo zviri kuitika ikoko kumasvingo. Regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii. Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa murume ari kutaura iye kuti kumasvingo upfu panguva iyoyo nekuti vhidhiyo yakaitwa ndofunga vhiki rapfuura anga ari kuti upfu wanga uriko asi uri hushoma asi anga ari kuti kwanga kune ngwerewere rolame kwanga kusina achiti iye zviri kutonetsa kuti awanikwe iye achikwanisa kutenga kuti awanike achifidha mhuri yake. Saka pindai muchirongwa muchinyora zvakare nhamba dzenyu makaisa macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei. Ndiri kutona Panandai Manyoni ari panapa aisa nhamba dzakanzi ndifonerei. Saka tichange tiri kufonera vese vari pano tinoziva zuva nezuva munouya muchitisapota muchiuya pano saka musanete. Nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yedambudziko yedumbu kuti vanhu vari kudyei tichitarisa isu kuti nyaya yehupfu iri kunetsa pari zvino munyika. Chris.
Yebo Marvelous, yes, yezwa abantu bayakhuluma sibili kubana hayi impuphu iyatholakala nzima. Uhulumende wethule umbiko kuviki yonale esithi ilizwe selisele le 100,000 tons kuphela okutsho ukuthi amathani lawa ayenela inyanga nje ezimbili. Kodwa ke saphinda seze ukubana njengoba sebevunyelwe abantu ukuthi bazithengele impuphu umumbu phandle kwelizwe bebesaliswa bekungavunyelwa ukuthenga kodwa hayi kukhathe sibathi bazathenga sizokuthiwa sesilomunye umhlonitshwa esimnxusileyo lapha umnumzana Efi Dlela Ncube. Siyakwamukela kuhlela
baba.
Ye mnumzana, sixoxa ngendaba yempuphu lapha umumbu uyahlupha sizwa kuthiwa awatholakali kahle amabele. Ungasitshela ke ngesilungu ukuthi Mr. Ncube, what is the situation like on the ground, because we understand the few cages of roller mill that you find in the shops. In some shops they are giving conditions that if you don't buy a certain amount of groceries you are not allowed to buy the mill. Can you give us a setup on the ground? What's happening there?
Well, the situation is extremely difficult for the consumers. There is no roller mill, as you rightly say, right across the country, and whatever is available is either too expensive or available only for those that have for cash, or it is sold on condition that you buy other groceries. That is not usual. That is an exceptional thing that you don't find in a normal operating economy, in a stable country, in a country that is up to standard. But what we have seen over time is that there has been a decline in terms of the policy-making consistency. Those confusions have led to the absence of rolamine in the stores, even in bigger supermarkets, in general stores, right into the rural areas, because the government has caused it. There is a causal link between the policy inconsistencies, the policy confusion, the policy weaknesses of the state, and the shortage of the rolamine. Secondly, there is a causal link directly between a weak economy that is unable to provide for the food and nutritional security of the household and the shortage of minimum. So there is a government aspect of it, there is a political aspect of it at the end of the day.
Okay, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Marvelous.
I understand tine vamwe munyarikani wedu kutanga va Gilbert Mponda. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Notenda, good evening Zimbabwe.
Vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti tiri kuona kuti hurumende yakawanikwa iyo ichigadza task force. Task force iyi inenge ichita basa rei uye zveingabatsira here panyaya yekushaikwa kweupfu?
Task force iya inobatsira nekuti zviri kuitika ndezvekuti vanhu vanga vachitenga upfu huri kutengeswa neGMB huri subsidized nemari iri pasi pasi, wozotora upfu ihwohwo woendesa mublack market. Saka tiri kuda kuita task force nechoona kuti munhu kana apiwa upfu nechibage chabva kuGMB chinenge chaimportwa nehurumende, ete high price chotengeswa, ete subsidized price, kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana upfu ihwohwo. Upfu huri zowanikwa hwapinda mumusika mutemo watiwa kuti black market. Saka task force basara ndeyekutreka kuti kana munhu mapuwa 10 tons, yochionekwa kuti 10 tons yacho yatengeswa sei, yaitwa properly accounted for here munormal retail system, kwete kuti black market ndomainopesera aenda. Saka task force ndo basa rayo kuti iongorore mafambiro ari kuita chibage chiri
Yes, Mr. Mponda, we understand. In fact, we have Mr. Ncube. He represents consumers. He says that the reason why we have all these maize meal shortages is policy, amongst other reasons, is policy inconsistency. What do you say?
No, I think he's misdirecting the anger there. What has happened is that we have had a drought. And over the last year or two, we have had a drought, and hence we have had a shortage of maize. And the government has had to import the maize. And what happens is when you import the maize, you cannot allow the international prices to be charged locally because it's too high. And maize is a staple of all Zimbabweans, of most Zimbabweans anyway. So what has happened is that this imported maize is coming in through the government, which then has to subsidize the price so that the price is lowered so that everyone can afford this. It has nothing to do with the policy inconsistency. It has more to do with the drought. What you could have actually said, maybe that it have some credibility, is that we should now be investing more in terms of irrigation such that you can resist this drought, because our agricultural system cannot rely on the rains and things like that. So maybe on that part, but on the actual situation we're facing now, the government is doing what it can in its power to make sure that maize, which is the roller mill, in fact, is afforded to the majority of the people. If you are looking for other brands or other types of millimeal, such as palenta, which is that refined millimeal or ngwerewere, or high fiber, which is fortified meal, you can find that, but it's expensive. What has been subsidized is the roller mill, the cheap meal, to make sure that it's affordable for everyone. So you cannot talk about government inconsistent in terms of subsidizing a staple, which is what is on everyone's table every night. The government is doing what it can under the circumstances, because the drought, we already know that this has affected even Zambia. It's not a Zimbabwean problem. It's just unfortunate that people tend to try to localize the problem and then blame someone. This has got to do with climate change, changing weather patterns, and a situation where we're not able to cope with natural disasters. The last season, we had Hurricane Idai, and then a drought, which affected the output, and there was a shortage. I'm sure in 6 months or so, the situation might actually be much better because now we're having a bit, much better rain and people would have harvested something. So people, even in towns, they do egg and farming, and those who don't do it, they send seeds to the raw areas so they'll get something from that harvest. So this is a temporary situation that the government is taking to make sure that at least 100 people are starving. In Zambia, they're also importing maize. In Malawi, we've got a similar situation. So this is something that is affecting some of the subject and the neighbors. We know Kariba was actually running very low because of the drought. It has nothing to do with the government inconsistent. And that's what we're trying to pinpoint and things like that. I think as Zimbabweans, we need to be a bit more based on facts than emotions or try to lump a problem to where it's not due. Because right now, the problem we're having is a national problem. But we find people looking for blame game. We need maybe as a country to look at investing more in agriculture in terms of irrigation, such that we don't rely on the rain, because the curtains are no longer as they were when we were growing up or 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. We now need to invest more in terms of what has happened in Brazil, what has happened in Israel, which is basically a desert country that is actually exporting food and feeding its neighbors. That's what we need to focus on. Not what people are trying to pinpoint the blame here and there. What we need to do is to make sure that
Thank you so much, Mr. Mponda. I'm sure Mr. Ncube is itching to respond, but we'll give him a chance a little bit later. We have a listener, Marvelous.
Yes, tinokuchinga midza ipachirongwa. Tikutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Mukutaura navagadzi vari kuBotswana kuGaborone.
Taura itinzwe vagadzi muri kuinzwa iri mugango.
Mugango tiri kuinzwa iko zvino nzara gomba yatandavara amoto padiki pana pane papo kana takashanda topinurawo mari kumbaotenga chikafu saka zvinenge zvitombori nani kuti mahita ari kunzi haasi kushanda aye ndo ava kushandisa kupa kutenga chikafu kuti zvinenge zvinotiveritei
saka imi semaonero enyu zvii zvingaitwe pari zvino nyanya panyaya yehupfu iyi nekuti vazhinji vari kuti pauri kuwanikwa uri kuwanikwa pamusika mutema
ya panyaya yehupfu pakuda kuti netsei ende ndopakuri kukangamaidza kuti toita sei bhoze kana upfu wakanga usingakwanisa kungochiwanika zvinoreva kuti nzara haikwanisa kunge ichipera vangave neshuga vangave nemafuta asi kana takashaya hupfu nzara yaisimba zvinengeite saka tinongofungidzira kuti dai zvichigoneka ngavatibatsire kuti hupfu ngahuwanike palevhu rese kumashopsi ekumagurosa vedu ekudzimba kutaundi papi zvinokwanisa kunge tichipenda zvedu
dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maitsii panyaya iyoyi nyaya yehupfu neyezvekudya
panyaya yezvekudya ndaiti varume ava plezi ngavaite sirias chikafu tinochida ngachiwanike tigotenga chikafu zvekuti chikafu chipota chichinzi chinotengeswa nemahisa kana kuti mabhondi kana kuti semahisa ndochowanika semabhondi zvesaita aiwa zvizvo hatizvide chikafu ngachioneke kumunhu wese kuna gogo vari kumuzara bani vagogo vari kusandawo bhesi nekusirovela ngazvifanane chikafu chongowanika kwete kuti zvinopesa zvabve sekuti zviri kunesa asi ngavachivakisiwo mari yedu yenyika inake tikwanise kudzoka kumba tigare kumba tigoshanda tinakidzione kugara kumba
aiwa mashoko akanaka chaizvo tinokutendai chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka
maita basa zvenyu
Yes, back to Mr. Ncube. I'm sure you'd like to respond to Mr. Mponda. Please go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that he agrees with me. It sounds like he's disagreeing with me, but he's actually agreeing with me. You cannot have a country that is run through committees, a roller mill committee, a milling mill committee, a sugar committee, a salt task force, and all those things. No. You need to properly run the country. And when we talk about policy inconsistencies, I'm talking about exactly what he's talking about. I'm old enough to remember that in 1991, 1992, when we had that drought, what he is saying was spoken loudly by the government that we need to invest more on irrigation and reduce our reliance on rain-fed agriculture. What did they do? They did nothing. In fact, money was spent on corruption and other things. And you go back to... In fact, around 2007, 6, 8, thereabouts, they were talking about ensuring that there is more and more money that is poured into irrigation. And what did they do? They didn't do anything about that. And they went on to even creating a deputy ministry, a portfolio within the Ministry of Agriculture that is responsible for irrigation. And it was just that. It is the same when it comes to water supply, even in the cities. They will say each time when you do not have sufficient water, supply in the cities that they are going to be investing more into building the dams. And what do? They don't build those dams. That's what we are talking about when we say policy inconsistencies. When you pronounce towards the east and you go to the west, when you indicate left and you go to the right, that's what we are talking about. And I'm glad that is what he emphasized also. Right. And you do not elect government. You put government in place, and when there is no food, they come back to you. They talk about climate change and all those things. That is why we have a government, to do those things, to plan ahead. We are saying we are here today because of things that we avoided. Who could have avoided all these things? We might not have avoided drought, but we would have managed to get to a situation where we have gained reserves over time, building our reserves over time. Where are the reserves? You remember when you were growing up in the 1970s, in the 1980s, you had lots of grain reserves throughout the country, in every district. Where are those? They have disappeared. We do not have a drought every year. But whatever the harvest we have, we are not channeling it towards a safety zones to ensure that we have safe spaces, let me put it that way, in the event of a drought. That's what we are talking about. And lastly, on that issue, what is important, yes, right now we need to rescue ourselves by importing whatever we can import. But also we have to eliminate the corruption, the political corruption that is up there, that is found in the grain distribution from the GMP right up to the consumer. We need to deal with that. We need also to ensure that it is sold at an affordable price. My brother will remember that a few months ago, we had milimili in every store. It was selling for something between $48 to just around $73-$75. And what did government do that triggered the shortage? It lifted, without planning, the subsidy that was given to the GMP. And overnight, milimili was over $100. And then it went back and said, no. We are going to give back the subsidy now to the millers. And then you have this shortage. It's something that was triggered by government, not by anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We'll give Mr. Mponda a chance to respond. But now, Marvelous, what you
have? Yes, I actually have a caller, but I think there's somebody who's agreeing to what Mr. Ncube there is saying. But I'll come back and read the comment later on. Let me take the caller. Hello, caller.
Magadini enye mbuya wangu.
Ah, mbuya vari right. Tiri kutaura naniko?
Mutana vamabvudza.
Vamabvudza muri kupi?
Ndiri kuFrancistown Botswana.
Ongo, muri kunzwa iri mudandaro yekurukura itinzwe tipe mufungwa dzei.
Ndibvira zvinzo wangu ba maiyo. Asi baba urutaura kwamponda, samponda ngavataure sasamanyika.
Mhm.
Ngare kutaura semunhu ari ameno handizi kuti mponda yekupi iyoyo. Kana ari mponda chief ngarege kutaura zvaari kutaura izvi. Because drought haina kutanga gore rino. Since takagara takambo harvestawo mapurize yatakapa vanhu vakarima chibage chakadii. Vari kuzviteera here izvozvo kuti vanhu havakapa mapurize vari kurima here? Vari kufoma committee yekuteera chibage chirikubva kunyika yavamuona. Havasi kufoma committee yekuteera vanhu havakapa mapurize kuti vaona kuti vane maproduction here. Kana usina maproduction, what is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Asa kuteera vakugadzira committee iri kuteera chibage chwari kuimporta chisingafani anybody. You cannot feed vana vako nemunhu wepa next door. Hazviite 10 years kuti baba afeira.
Batei makadaro nokuti vamuponda varipo, vamuponda hameno muri kunzwa here kola.
Chokwadi kuti ndo problem yatina vanhu vatema. Hatitauri chokwadi. Tinoramba tichingo didi dadi. Hatiti kuda.
Vamuponda hameno tiri muri kunzwa here.
Apa muteereri ataura uyo I think anozvisa zvatiri kutaura nezvazvoba hapani paasina kunzwa statement dzandandichitaura nekuti zvatiri kutaura zviri straightforward. Tiri kutaura kuti kwakaitika drought and kwanga kwamboita kuti hurricane idai zvakaita emergency. Just because haisi kunzwirwa neisu bacho is an emergency yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kufa nenzara gore rino. Saka pamwana task force ndipo unotino izvo zvichitike. Asi generally we know kuti kuri kuva land audit committee. Iri kutaridza kuti mafarm arikufamba sei, vano madouble farms ndivanani, production iri kuitwa sei. Kwete kune command agriculture iri kuitwa kuti zvakare kubuilda capacity yenyika. Saka zvinhu zviri kuitika zvinotora nguva.
Vamponda.
Saka tichati kuti
vamponda.
Varungu
vamponda.
Vakatora majenerations. Komere chimomira ndipedza kuti vara kama taura ndakateerera zvino. Mudotora mega rakambotaura tese. Ndi tiyakatine varungu mafarmers who have been farming wachipuwa ma government support nema subsidies and things like that. This has been passed generation from generation. Nevarungu vanenge vachifasirana price kuti no yasirwa mwana yasirwa mudzukuru yazodii vachiramba vachirima vanhu ivavo. And there's no capital from the banks. Izvozvi mafarmers here have no access to capital. They do not have the resources that are required. A few that have are not enough. If you look at Kudara, varungu vaipanana ma loans. Ila you take for a bank. Every farmer would generally just deposit their title deeds to bank, and they would come every start of the season and get their input money. It's not going to be that. But of our new farmers, how many of them have been able to access money without this presidential scheme cannot command agriculture? These are developmental stages of our, you know, development as a black people, which is going to be farming as a business. And that takes time. We're going to see some young people around. That took them years and generations to build. And those who are expecting it to take us a few months. We are acknowledging, yes, when you have a short time, are you going to things like an adder? Could have done more in terms of agriculture and in terms of production? People like Zino could have done more in terms of water harvesting. But it is taking a lot of time because Zimbabwe has no access to global funding. You could find some of these things. Kuvakama dam, it costs money. Irrigation, it costs money. And if you are not having access to global capital, which is long-term proper money, which you are going to have, but you are costing money from London, from New York, from Johannesburg, Zimbabwe can't do that because it is under sanctions or with bad relationships with where this money comes from. So you cannot be
right.
My farmer under feed money at that quick rate. They've tried, but we need to do more and to take time.
Kola chita ureke kupetisira kuitroti tipo wa mwamkani.
Ndiyo usiro wa mwamkani. Ndiyo usiro wa mwamkani. Ndiyo usiro wa mwamkani. Wamponda wa mwamkani chita ureka kuti ku irrigation kuno tamani. Uno vizuwa ya rukuti kunyamaropa kuna irrigation yangairiko. Aisha shanda. Yangairiko already. Yangairiko sevenza. Aisha shanda. Mwapona. But wanu wangu chema ne nya ye kuti tine my sanctions are all it's not economical sanctions, it's a personal sanction. Now if it is personal, who not to varwau? Are to say Eva, not economical sanctions. What's the all about the Ranon? What's not going to score? Now what's the one in the
moon? The country in terms of I have who cannot borrow from the woman, who cannot borrow from the world.
At the same time, at the same time, Panevan. Katika kumepera wana, kana tisinya pera wana, tukunya pera wana, wakanda kusikoro.
No,
tunotenda na Mr. Mponda, tunotenda chichazoka kwa muri. Kola, thank you very much. Chris, I think, you know, we're having a good debate there, but we need to give others a chance. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Mponda, you heard what Mr. Ngube said in response to what you had said earlier on about the policy inconsistencies, the drought, and so forth. I think it's time you respond to what he said.
Well, on one side, he talks about political strategies. Let me say a general statement. Because what we've been pushing as a country is we want to be full self-esteem. We want to be the target of us again. And that's funny.
I think we are having a problem with your line there, Mr. Mponda. I don't know where you are. Maybe you can move around or something and get a better signal. Hello?
I think his line, I don't know. Maybe we can call him back.
Yeah, maybe can we call you back?
Yeah, we'll call you back, Mr. Mponda. But in the meantime, we would like to acknowledge those that are live streaming on all our pages, but let me go to VOA Shona and just read some messages, because some have been following very closely to the conversation and they are giving their views. Sakaregaitimbo kuchingamidza ivari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Tinoziva kuti vazhinji data riri kunetsa zvimwe zvakadai, asi munouya zuva nezuva muchitisapota. Tiri kuona pana Anna Musana Mgure Mubaiwa ari kuti Command Agriculture bought cars for the big sheds, wives, hence not enough food for all of us. Vari kutaura kuti allegedly. Courtney Mepi ari kuti ndifonere yanzi hapana chinonaka kana ivhu rikagarirwa nesimbe. Kennedy Zitsato ari kuti maswera sei kuti semavhi. I'm watching your live, I'm in Zimbabwe. Mutsa Eve ari kuti Courtney Mepi, kurima chete tagara tinoziva kuti kunorimwa, asika tarisawo kuti mvura haisi kunaya zvakanaka. Kechipiri ari kuti usatsure kuti hurumende haina chayakaita anzi chakaipa. Hurumende yakapera ku akanyora zvakawanda wanda. Pamela Kumalo ari pano ari kuti iye ko Ndebele page iri on here nasi, and this kuziva Chris, if you can check if the Ndebele Facebook is streaming, there is Pamela Kumalo who's asking. Lucy Ndongwe Chikora ari kuti of course blame others other than the problem causes themselves. Anzi na Lucy Ndongwe Chikora amudzose zvikwereti. Na Kennedy Zitsato ari kuti mukoma Gande makadiko muri kumhoreswa namukoma Kennedy mukoma Gande. Asi ndiri kuzwa kuti tina kola rigaitende kuna kola. Hello kola,
makadiko adete.
Aiwa tiri wadii, tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndei Denson kwarazimba kumasvingo.
Kwakadii kumasvingo uku?
Masvingo kuri nani tete, makadii.
Tiri wadii, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Muri kunzwa iri mugango munhasi tiri kutaura isu panyaya yezve kushayikwa kwehupfu.
Iri mugango tiri kuinzwa chokwadi. Ine ndichataura zvangu muchidimbu. Chokutanga ndoda kutenda chokwadi chiri kubudiswa pachena na mukoma ava Ncube, hanza Ncube.
Fidlela Ncube.
Fidlela Ncube vari kutaura chokwadi tiri pachena, but ndokuda kutaura kudai ende ndoda kuti vamuponda vambotarisa nyaya iyi kana vakamboinzwa kana kusangana nayo, asi ndiri kutaura nyaya yatakaona live iri kuitika endirimamuchandikemo iri jeste. Pakaitika nyaya yeCommand Agriculture payakatanga chaiko kuintroducewa, ndofunga varimi vakarima chaiko tikaita chibadhe chakawandisa tichienda kuGMB, but pane zvinhu zvatakanotisa isu tichidistribhuta chibage. Chibage chaitengwa iti $390 a ton kubva kuvarimi. Hurumende yozochitengesa iyo at 247 nokuti vanga vaita iyo isubsidy. But zvaiitika mani, pane vanhu vaizonotenga chibage mugavhumendi imomo, vanhu vaizonotenga chibage chakawanda kuGMB ne-247 vonodzosikera futi vonochitengesa iti 390. Saka ukazvitarira ipapapa uori hukuru hunotaridza kuti mari yaingotambiwa nayo ipapapa, hurumende inopedzisira isina mari, because mari inenge ichiti the same government yeobhadhara chibage zvayakambotenga. Nokuti munhu uchanotora toto anotora 30 tons odzokera nazvo onozvitengesa at 390 tons, iye azvitenga at 247. Saka hurumende haiiti los here. Marukonziwo yakaita mekanizimu here dzokuti idzivirire zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo, ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinotipinza mutrouble.
Aiwa, muri kutaura zvatiri kunyatsonzwisisa. Matimi muri muirrigation muri kupi uyezve kwakamira sei?
Mamushandike. Mamushandike.
Saka kwakarimwa here gore rino, kwakamira sei?
Gore rino mvura yakatinona kunaya, ende dhamu isu mvura mudhamu redu ratinoshandisa idiki. Mvura yakavharwa muna August last year, I think late August last year. Saka izvizvi vari kubva August tatisina mvura, takatanga kurima nemvura yekutonaya izvezvi.
Saka dai maiwana mukana varipo vamuponda ava vari kutaura nenhengo dzehurumende, munoda kuti vanzwe chii chavangazotorawo vachinotura kune vakuru vakuru vavo kuzanupf kuhurumende?
Kana ivo vachigona kutaura nevakuru vavo, ndiri kuti zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo zvandiri kutaura kuti toti varimi varimo vasupplya chibage muGMB ngavaedze kuita matask force anodzivirira corruption yakaita saiyeyi yandaita pinpoint kuti chibage chinoitwa delivered with GMD ne higher price. Then umwe munhu an influential position in government odzokera onotenga the same maize at a lower price. The following day onochidiliver futi GMD achinotengesa ku GMD at a higher price, at a higher cost. Mukazvitarira ipapo zvinoreva kuti hurumende iri kungoramba ichiruza mari ichitenga chibage chimwe chete chayakatenga nesoro.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo. Muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri ikoko.
Alright.
Vamuponda mhino kana muchikwanisa kuti mupindure kola nechikumbiro chake chapa.
Apa iyo ndosaka makazumbuzwa pandikazumbura mezha yekuti anzi munhu waisabvumirwa kufamba uinesaga rechibage beyond one uchifamba nacho, kuti vanhu vanga vava kuti munhu anotenga chibage asiri fama uona munhu atenga chibage akuchitengesa kuGMB onotenga kuGMB. Kuti ndipo pakazombobuda I think zvakaita mid last year pakanzi mezha yekugana kuti munhu wese hangowani chibage uchingombeya nacho. Ndo zvainge zvichitra kuita kurambigwa izvozvo nekucontrola. Task force sekuya kwayaita uku handimunzwa kunonga kuti dai task force yavepo, kunonga kuti dai task force yakaipa. So hurumende kuti uzofadze munhu wese zvinonetsa, asi task force iri kutotiraya kutotiona kuti ino maliposi iwayaya. Ndiwanga achataura kuti mwana unotora chibage inozvanga huku manje watakutaura tabva kuchibage kwambotaura namukoma wabva kutaura. Vanhu zvavaita kuchibage ndo zvavakuda kunoita ti kuti mwana unotora hupu yauya at low price unoitengesa high price odzoka kuti neubasi uchiramba uchita ti chamunyurududu hupu iwo uchingoramba uchidyiwa mari yehurumende. Ndo basa retask force rinoitese rigadzirise.
Aiwa
chechitatu ndechekuti isusu semazimbabweni ngatiregere kuti hurumende, because hurumende haasi munhu. Hapana munhu anonzi government ane idea kanzi ndiye government. Isu eZimbabweans, let's have that culture ye honest yekutaurira kuti paunongoona problem report to VAT. Ndosaka kune VAT yakaitwa reconstitute na president yekuti anti-corruption. The president means it. Kana vachiti hatikuda corruption, he means it president. Havasi kutaura statement yeparali, havasi kukampena because vari muofisi nechekare. He means it as a man kuti handikuda corruption muZimbabwe. Isu eZimbabweans, let's now play our role. Kunikanzi kune task force. Ngatiise information forward whether kupolice station or kuzaki ori paredio kupainiwa pepetwe nhau kuti pane chakawana chiri kutyana nhingi chinofumuka noona zvinopera.
Maybe Mr. Mponda, if you can tell us the same in English, because the caller there was actually saying he feels that corruption is the main cause of why there is no maize meal. And also he was talking about a situation at GMB where people were buying maize from GMB at a cheaper price and then reselling it back onto the market for a higher price, which government had bought at subsidized prices. So what's your take on what the caller was saying in English?
Okay, the caller makes a very valid point. Hence, we've seen there was a special instrument that was passed sometime mid last year to control the movement of maize. Who could buy maize, who could sell maize? That's why maize was controlled, became a controlled commodity. That was because people were abusing the facility of subsidy. When someone goes and buys the subsidized maize from GMD, and then goes and repackages the same maize and brings it back 2 weeks later and charges a higher price for the same maize. This is what we are seeing being repeated with the roller mill maize. Hence, the government has come up with the task force to make sure that those loopholes are plugged in and they are nipped in the bud so that they don't continue to bleed the fiscals. Because this product is supposed to subsidize those people who use this maize, which is the cheaper end of maize. Because you've got roller mill, then you've got super refined meal, then you've got high fiber meal. Those other two ones are not controlled, and they are usually available, but most people can't afford it. Hence, the government has come up with the task force to look at roller mill specifically, and this is an immediate measure. No one is appointing committees to run milling mills, the caller, as the caller has suggested. It's just that we've got an emergency where people who are vulnerable in society, those who are marginalized, can actually end up starving and being malnutritioned because there's no maize. And this is why the task force was formed. It's actually meant to fight the corruption. That is why the president is speaking so strongly against corruption, and he reconstituted the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, which has made several high-profile arrests, and these arrests continue to happen. It's only that you see some that are reported in the newspaper. But there's a lot of arrests that go on almost daily by ZEC about these corruption issues. So the president means it when he says he's anti-corruption. It's not that he's campaigning for power, because he's already in power. He's won a term, and he's in power for the next 4 or 5 days. And he's making a strong case for Zimbabweans. That's why we had these roadshows where we are actually addressing citizens to ask them, okay, what are the issues? What we want is Zimbabweans. Let us abhor corruption. It is dead. It destroys the moral fabric. It's not just the government of Zimbabwe, because the government is not an individual. You can't identify who's government of Zimbabwe. It's the individual. Those individuals should be identified as Zimbabweans. They have a culture like what the Chinese have to fight corruption by any means available by the law. We need to speak out. When you observe corruption, we should give the facts, like those callers who are calling. It would be good if they actually present actual figures and say, look, I observed, like the other caller who just called us and said, I was at Mshandike, and this is what we observed. That's what we want. Once things come to the light, those who are doing it are going to stop it because they know they'll be exposed and they'll be arrested. In Zimbabwe, let's stand against corruption. It's not something that is the NPF, MDC, or any political party. It's a Zimbabwean yourself, because that cost. This money is not being voted by anyone's private money. This is the tax that people are being charged, the 2% tax that is being used to buy this money. So if someone does corruption with something like that, they are abusing everyone, every taxpayer, every Zimbabwean is being abused. Hence, we need to speak up. We need to raise our hands when we observe these things and say, look, I've observed corruption here. I'm making a report to the police. I'm making a report to ZAC. I'm making a report to the newspaper. Even if you say, okay, the police are not acting, but report to the newspaper. People like you, Voice of America, are going to speak up. You're not going to be biased. You're going to say it as you see it and how you hear it. That's what I'm saying. Our listeners, they have to be encouraged and educated that if you ever observe corruption at whatever level, please speak up against it. You might not see action immediately, but action will happen. Once ever there is a public outcry, you see the government coming in. I'll give you an example. About
Mr. Mponda, please give us one more minute. Chris, I think, you know, you'd like to come in over there. We'll come back to you, Mr. Mponda.
Yes, Mr. Mponda, please do stay on the line. Mnumzana Efi Nube, ungatshela ukuthi kuhamba njani ngomkambo lo onsitha sizwa kuthiwa impuphu itholakala lula kodwa ke sizwa lapha umnumzana Mpondo uyakhuluma ukuthi bakhona abanye ababotshwayo uyakhuluma ngezakhe lo but lina ngokubona kwenu khonapho bakhona yini abake bebotshwe kumbe befuna ukubotshwa ababethengise emkambo wensitha
hayi akulanto enjalo mhlawumbe ngabe ikhuluma ngakwezinye indawo kodwa lapho esikhona emadolobheni nasemakhaya ayikho into yokuthi umuntu othengise emkambo omnyama uyabotshwa kakho senkantola ngathi ukuthi ungubani wabotshwayo osegwetshwe iminyaka emingaki akula muntu osebotshwe izakhi wagwetshwa bayabotshwa bathi lokho kuqinisiswa kuyiwa phambili for i-corruption ukugebenga kumenemene lokho bekuqhubeka kusiya phambili ngike ngasho phambilini ngisakhuluma ngesingisi ukuthi impuphu ukuthi ishode kuba ngwenguhulumende ibikade ikhona impuphu kangisho ukuthi inenge igcwele kuyo yonke indawo ngoba vele yebo kanti izula linanga kodwa yayikhona impuphu uhulumende engakasusi uncedo lolayelupha i-GMD walususa lolo ncedo impuphu iyavuka isifika kukhona lekhulwini wayisusa ke seyibuyisela ngenkani eyisa ku-$50 ayisekho-ke kuze kube namhlanje namhlanje sokufakiwa amakomiti wonke la sezagcwala ukuthi kuyaba lekomiti lempuphu, ikomiti lesawodo, ikomiti lethukela, ikomiti lalokhu lalokuyana. Ayisiyo indlela yokuthi ilizwe liphathwe ngakhona. Uhulumende umele enze amacebo ayakhathana, kwakhiwe amadamu, angakhulumi ngomlomo kuphela, kodwa akhulume enze njalo. Ukwenzela ukuthi kusasa sikwazi ukuthelezela, ngoba amanzi izulu liyana adlula kuye lolwane. Bese kusiza okwesibili okuqakathekileyo khona lapho uhulumende umelalwele kugebengu esikubona kusenzeka phezulu khona le khangela kakhulu indaba yona leyo okuthiwa yi-command articles kukhulunywa kwacaca ukuthi imali engange-$3 billion US dollars yanyamalala khona laphana kuthiwa khona kuyalinywa nge-command articles ayitholakali nanamhlanje kodwa sibona lolo hlelo lokuqhubeka lungakahlanjululwa lungakenzi ukuthi lisebenzele abantu okokugcina emputshini into edingakala khathesi ukuthi uhulumende aphungule indleko alazo ezinye zinenge indleko ezingela msebenzi ukuze kube nemali esingakwazi ukuthi kuhanjwe kuyethengwa amabele phandle kwelizwe abuye ngendlela efaneleyo akwazi ukuthi afinyelele ebantwini abantu bakhe. Ngokuba abantu babulawa indlala namhlanje, sikhuluma njengathi kuyadlalwa, abantu babuya indlala, abantwana baya esikolo bengadlanga, bayahlupheka, abantu bathwele nzima ngendlela emangalisayo.
Ah, okay. Hayi, siyabonga Mr. Mponda. Mr. Ncube, they are saying that is insisting that the government is responsible for the shortages, but we will give you a chance to respond. But first of all, we have a caller.
Hello, tine mkola wedu pana. Hello, kola.
Hello, magadi.
Ayi, wa Friday. Kana yashika kuda indoto zoti mkwasha vashika.
Mkwasha mkuru
vashika.
Kama kana nisira kuona nyika yangu ine chibage, chacha muguru wechibage, ndoto farira muguru wechibage.
Ehe, taura yenyu chinzwe mkwasha.
Ndakatosiya ndakarima mabvira sikuro kubotsana, ndikutaura nezvenyika yangu ipapa kana nichidaro.
Ehe.
Kunyika kwetu mabvira chiproblem hatiteerani. Handishore munhu, handidozaini, handishore vanhu. Ndechida kuti tigare zvakanaka. Hatiteerani chokwadi. Unoziva ndoda kutangira pambudzi. Mbudzi, aiwa, pahuku. Tiende pambudzi.
Mkwasha wavadheri, munozowanza kutaura manje. Chingoti gaga nekuti nhasi panapa nguva ishoma. Mapinda nguva program yakupera.
Alright mabvira. Nyika yedu mabvira kuti ine zvinhu zvakawandisa, madhamu, migodhi, zvakati mabhohole and everything. Nezvizvi zviringone mvura ichitopfuura ichifamba ichingoiregera. Isusu tingotarisa zvinhu zvatirizvo tichitodhonzana. Kumashopu apa kuri kupinda zvikapu chacha, I was at home inini ndakazviona ndichitotarisa zvangu neziso rangu chacha. Ivo mamanejazi acho iwavo emasitoro iwavo ivo vari kutengesa chivage icho. Hufuyo vamunoona kunze kwamashopu iwavo vanotozivikana ikoko kumusorosoro, nemapurisa acho varipo, nevanhu vese vemaofisi idiri kuland kuyakuya ngezvavo chete. Dai gavhumendi yapinda down chacha, yadzokera chacha, yambotsvanga chacha kuti vanhu ava chacha ninganei. Kune vamwe vati vari kugara mumaofisi zihold muofisi, vanofarira kuti vari kumunda uko kumapurazimo vari kurima chacha, kurima mabvira. It's not climate change kana kuti chiti climate change mabvira yakagara iripo. Iwe unotochinja bhutsu, wochinja hembe, wochinja sipo chauti sipo yangu yapera yakuita zvakati kwazvo. Atibve pasi tigati kabhineti chacha ndomboteera chaiti kabhineti yedu inoenda kuparliamendi kuyakwa. Vane vachituka MDC zvinhu zvisina nebasa rese. President akahwina zvakazva chitosera zuva vachibhadhara mari. Minista chacha anototaura kuti kuzvaa chakati ukatora rodhi yekumaa
manje mukwasha wa mazezi, urufoni yenyu manje haichanyatsoita zvakanaka. Chiregei tipe vamwe mukana, because pane vamwe kola vakamira vari kuda kutaura naChris. Chris, mukwasha wangu havapedzi kutaura, taurai.
Yevo, siya kuamukela kuhlelo. Hello. Yebo, Maria. Hello. I think Maria has dropped a line. We'll get back to her. But meanwhile, I was saying to Mr. Mponda, Mr. Ncube is saying that he's insisting that the shortages are because of the government's policies. Or maybe Mr. Ncube, just give us a line or two in English so that he understands what you are trying to put across. Mr. Ncube?
It's the responsibility of government to ensure the food and nutritional security of the nation. And from the revenue that it is getting, it has to ensure that it invests towards that particular goal. It cannot be crying year in and year out and so forth. We need to ensure that we have policies in place, strategies in place, a budget for those strategies, a budget for the objectives for which the nation has to pursue, that the nation has to pursue. We need to ensure that we harvest everything that we have, we keep everything that we have, and we feed our people. So the government cannot continuously cry and say, there are sanctions there, there is this there, there is this there. We need to cut down on public expenditure and ensure that we channel that money away from useless expenditures towards ensuring that we have sufficient food as a people year in and year out, and prepare for drought years. Yes, he is talking about climate change, but what is it that we are doing in terms of our budget? How are we investing the public money to ensure that we protect our people in the event of the extremes of climate change? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's at the end of the day is responsible.
Thank you so much. But before Mr. Mponda responds, I'll take a caller. Maria, usukhona ecingweni? Hello, Maria. Hello.
I think there's something, maybe she can't hear you, but there's definitely someone on the line. I'm not sure.
Anyway, maybe we'll come back to her. Mr. Mponda, your response?
I think this challenge we're facing is on two parts. I'm sure you heard the last caller before, Mr. Mponda. You are saying that these managers at the shops are the ones responsible. They are the ones who sell these commodities to their black market front runners and things like that. So you cannot exactly blame government for that. To say if a manager or a supermarket decides to say, okay, oh, this maize is sold, or at TM, or Pick and Pay, or at Spar, and then they start channeling these things into the black market, then you blame the government. I think that is not very accurate or responsible at all. We are saying there are people who are diverting the maize. It's not like the maize is not there. The government has done its part, has imported this maize into the country, and it has actually paid the subsidy. It has done its part. But that's why I was emphasizing that as Zimbabweans, let's shun corruption. Because the people who are actually doing this corruption, you are talking about the manager. It's okay. Is that person working for the government? No. It is the manager at a supermarket who is selling these things to his relatives, who then open a tuck shop or sell these things at the darkness of the night. They are not working for government. They are not government officials. We are just saying there is a bad thing, which is corruption in the country. Let's get rid of that. Then on the second part, in terms of agriculture, we have heard the command of agriculture. Previously, I know this was being handled by a private company, but now it's now been moved to the banks because the financing structure was not efficient, was deemed not to be the best. So this is a system that is being developed from scratch, and there is something that we call a learning curve in economics. Sometimes when you start to do something, you might have mistakes and leakages and pilferage because the system is not watertight. And this thing has now moved to the banks. If you know now Command Agriculture has been run through commercial banks, if you want to access the input, you go to a bank. Previously, it was being run by a company who didn't have capacity to do credit checking and do follow-ups and things like that. And you had some of the inputs were being abused and being sold and things like that because they knew that this company wouldn't have capacity to follow up and do any debt collection of any sort. But now that has changed. It's now being done through commercial banks, which has capacity to do credit rating, check your capacity to make sure that you have capacity to repay whatever you get, and also to check on whether you are doing what you promised to do with the input. So there are systems that are now being put in place, and this might take a bit of time to be fine-tuned, but we are getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Another caller hinted that we had a bumper harvest due to Command Agriculture. Yes, there's the allegations that the structure lost some money and there were some differences. This is why we're saying now there's also anti-corruption, which is very active, to make sure that those things don't happen. And now they are putting banks and things like that. So we cannot continue to just heap blame on government. As citizens, let's look at these things and see what we can also contribute. That is, in terms of the former farmers, that is the white farmers were on some of these farms. These people had agri-techs, which was well-resourced, and the families, they have actually a family culture, that we are a family that is involved in farming. We as black people, some of the farming we just do was called subsistence farming, where we are just basically farming to feed my own family. I would say a little bit, just maybe for school fees and things like that, but we're not doing it as a business, which is not what we are doing. And that learning process takes time, and we need to acknowledge that as a people, the more we try to deny it, and resist that basic fact that mm-hmm. this is a new business for us as black farmers.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mponda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller back. I think we are going to have a live now. Maria Kunjani.
Masikhona njani?
Siyaphila. Ubungapi kwamhlanga?
Nise Zimbabwe eBulawayo.
Oh, kuBulawayo. Akusitshele ngendaba yempupho le.
Hayi, impupho ayikho, iyahlupha sibili ngoba siyalamba lapha elizweni lakithi.
Mm.
Besicela nje ukuthi ngawe uhulumende engasincedisa yenze imisikayo zibe ziningi ngokwenzela ukuthi maybe impuphu ingatholakala ezindaweni eziningi ezijiyeneyo.
Mhm. Manje nxa
ngoba abantu batholele emalayinini bezama ukuthi bafolele impuphu ukuthi bekudla ezindlini kodwa impuphu yangikhona ingatholakali.
Mhm. Yona 10 kg yenza malini?
Abadala babe kunzima sibili ukuthi beshone belayinile impuphu.
Mhm. Yenza malini impuphu yakhona?
Impuphu yangkhona iyadura sibili ngoba ekutheni bona abantu abakhulileyo ukuthi beyithole imali yangkhona ukuze bethole yona even i-5 kg yangkhona inzima sibili ngoba imali yangkhona lokuba khona kayikho.
Manje baphila njani abantu?
Abantu basebunzimeni sibili lonyaka kusebunzimeni sibili. Singazi khona ukuba abantu kuyaholiswa kodwa lakho vele hhayi sibo bonke abakutholayo. Hayi, especially abantu abakhulileyo sibili kuba nzimanyana ngoba abathole ivinele layinini lapha belayinele ibhenki imali kuza sebehamba sebecela ukuthi asicela ukuthi umbidola kodwa mbuyele endlini ngoba imali asayitholanga.
Hayi, kunzima sibili. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu mama.
Yebo baba.
Marvelous Maria, they is saying life is really tough. You can't get money from the banks and mill is a problem too.
I think she's echoing what most people here are saying. You know, there are some that have been following on our Facebook page, VOA Shona, but because we have a lot of guests, we haven't been able to acknowledge you. Thank you so much. Regirai Chibaira, Kutindifoni Rei, Deliwe Mkwena, Aripano Brian Vere, Useni Ngwenya, Gwanga, Anton Mayo, Tunokuchinga Mizai, Pamela Kumalo, Aaron Beta, Chigono, Melody Mafoti, Ansisimasi Makadiko, Tripano Pachirongwa, Tripano Cape Town, a Disciple Gilson Madanire, Varukuti Iwo Varuku Vumirana na Amponda, ndozu kutuwa la Disciple Varipano Asibamu, Varukuti Avasku Vumirana na Avo, Useni Gwanga, Arukuti Komi, Aminuti Mama Isa Namba Zinye, Rasi, Nguva Zeduza Ajika na Nakrisa, Ndifungo Titisha Kwa Nisa Utitinge Trukutora, Vamu Vatere, Aywa, Isei Nanga Isa Ake Namba, but Parishino, Takungo Titisha Ura Nima, Vanyarika Niredu Varipano, Vangube, maybe if you can just give us your last word as we go into the dying minutes of this program.
Yes, just like 30 seconds, Mr. Ngo.
What it now is for government to ensure that no one dies, no one starves, no one goes to school without a meal, no one goes to bed without a meal. That has to be a top priority. And for that to actually happen, they have to ensure that there is adequate provision for minimum. It has to come, maize has to come from wherever it will come, and ensure that we eliminate corruption throughout the supply chain. And beyond that, we need to plan and invest into the future to ensure that what we saw this year is preventable, not just for the people, but also for the livestock.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mponda. Your last words, just 30 seconds.
I think Zimbabwe has less shun corruption. Number two, I think the government has to invest more in terms of assisting people in terms of finding and financing. And also knowledge itself to make sure that people understand that when you get a farm, it's not for you to spend your weekend and be showing people on WhatsApp and things like that. You actually have to go and farm. There's no remote farming. People have to take seriously those who have farms. Then thirdly, I think we need to be a bit more patriotic in terms of complaining. Let us complain. If you observe corruption,
thank you so much, Mr. Mponda. That there was Mr. Gilbert Mponda, ZANU-PF official, in Harare, and we also heard from Mr. Efi Lela Ngube of the Zimbabwe Consumer Rights Association. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
How marvelous, Mklanganya. Who is saying has a very good weekend? We'll check you out next week. Bye-bye.